What's up, everybody? We're live here. Well, we're not live. We're recording this, but we're in Vegas at the Furry Convention, and we're going to talk sports cards. Actually, I lied. We're at the Mint Collective, and we're joined by my favorite podcast in the industry, Sports Card Nonsense. We got Mike. We got Jesse. How's Vegas been to you, guys?
Is this what you say, or is that true?
That's true.
Whoa, dude.
Dude,
I mean...
Wait, okay. Dan, honestly, can you say that too?
You guys are on the podium.
Okay.
Dan. You guys got a medal. I'm not going to say which
Who
one.
Who else is on the podium?
Yeah.
Ooh. Honestly, we're going to go Sports Card Radio.
Is that the dummy who calls people pedophiles and stuff without any actual evidence?
Yeah,
he calls
a lot of people scrubs.
I'm okay with that part.
Yeah.
The scrubs part. Okay.
Yeah. I mean,
do I want to be on this podium anymore?
You guys are on the podium.
With him? I don't know if I
want to. Who else?
Oh, you don't want to be there?
We interacted with him once. He said my net worth wasn't high enough to respond to. I thought that was fun.
Well, I mean, he
seems like a nice guy, though.
Oh, you see? He's a great guy.
This is Gotcha Radio. Where's Joan Calamezzo? Is she here?
That's a Parks and Rec.
Who's your bronze?
Yeah, seriously.
No, I said podium, dude. Oh, I don't want to get. I'm not about ranking people.
Specifics.
You know, it's.
I've got a lot of questions.
I bet you he doesn't even have us on our own podium.
Oh, hell no, dude. We are scrubs.
We are here because of Doug and because of the kid passed out over there. Dan has nothing to do with this, I can tell you right now. This was a hard sell by Doug.
When
Doug
we saw the suit coat, we should have just turned and walked away.
Is it a suit coat?
Yeah.
And it's a perfectly manicured, like,
you know what? I actually, no, I
podcaster I've ever seen.
The eyebrows? When was the last time those were waxed?
I've never done that. And I've actually had some pretty good comments on my eyebrows. Do I have great eyebrows?
Mike waxes his eyebrows.
Oh,
you
yeah.
do?
Oh,
great. Oh,
got
yeah.
TV spots. Of course we do. My wife once a month.
Dude, hook me up.
I usually have one, but I have two eyebrows.
You've
today,
cleaned
so.
It up.
Yeah, yeah. Looks yeah. really We're right down the middle.
Anthony
so.
Davis.
Really good.
That's all right. Works for him.
Yeah. Exactly. I should brand that on the t-shirt.
What do you guys, what's your podcast about?
Oh, we're in it right now.
Oh, God.
But when does this podcast start, though?
Are we doing the podcast now?
Yeah, we are.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, I
think it's about sports cards. Have you guys picked up anything on the floor yet?
Boring trip for me.
Yeah. At this
boring,
point,
boring in Vegas.
Can I just say, and I'll say, I was saving this for our podcast, so you're getting an exclusive right here. This is not a card show to me. This is a trade convention to me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like
I'm with you, yeah.
I feel like this is more of like the names, the businesses in the hobby getting together and talking. Now, granted, there's still guys here looking for cards, and there's kids here, but not nearly what any other card show I've been to.
Yeah.
It has definitely like an industry summit vibe to it.
I don't hate that.
Yeah, I don't mind. I'm not saying that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
And there's like enough cards. But I bought a Kyrie and I bought a Tatum. I'm high on those two guys. So.
Okay.
Nice.
I was given a Whitney Houston.
That's
so.
Right, from the 1990
Ooh.
Pro
don't
set.
Want to brag about it. Okay. I will be getting that graded by SGC.
We actually have boxes of Pro set. I should have brought them. We could have opened them on right now.
Why would you say that?
I don't know.
Why?
I actually have boxes. They were $10. It's the best thing ever. Vanilla
you've
ice.
You've offended Jesse.
Why would you? Doug, if you don't say it if you
don't
got it. What? Come on.
I didn't even get a walker. He's got boxes?
I've got a smart
walker. Okay, this is what I'll do. I'll send it to you in a Pokemon First Edition outer box, and it'll have the pro set in there.
And I'll film it.
Yeah.
And
Logan Paul style.
I'll make millions of dollars on the YouTube.
The hilarious thing is that we had bought some G.I. Joe before that.
Did it spike?
And it spiked.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, it definitely spiked.
There's no way that buffoon didn't make money. There's just no way. Like, when you have that big of a platform, you could tell people to buy sanitizer, and it's enough to cover your losses.
Zero Cool sent out G.I. Joe packs with the actual V-Friends cases when they sent it out to people.
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there were six packs on the top.
Yeah, this podcast is brought to you by Gooby Labs.
By the way,
it's not though.
We have no.
This I love this stuff.
That's a real thing. It's specifically microphone sanitizer.
Absolutely.
What a niche.
Why is he saying Apple? The fish is yelling Apple.
Yeah,
don't worry about that.
Okay.
So if you guys get nothing out of this podcast, you guys. Know that this does exist.
Yeah, and if you're hungry and you spray it, you can take a little bite right out of the.
And
tastes good.
And Kobe, if you're listening, we are looking for sponsors. So.
Oh, dude.
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Labs.
Oh, go. Okay.
Microphone sanitizer.
We did get hit up by Manscaped. We're kicking around.
Well,
the tires.
You guys had to get hit up by Manscaped, right? I figured they hit anybody up.
No,
so we've got like Home Depot. And
yeah,
like,
we get a lot of weird ones.
Home Depot.
With the ringer stuff. Yeah, all the ringer stuff. Yeah.
Oh my God! Like,
of us?
Walmart, Amazon, eBay. Like who?
Yeah, but it's that Simmons stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. We
don't
like,
get paid by that.
No, we have like Panini and Gold and our stuff on the side.
Oh, yeah, we get Manscaped. Like, they're all, hey, you guys got hairy balls?
Well,
or?
You've noticed, like, we don't really have facial hair.
Yeah,
so
we can't grow facial hair.
They're just like, yeah, you're not our target audience.
You know what, though? Dan brought up a good point earlier. You make nothing out of this podcast. I want to echo that. I think that's safe to say.
I was disappointed we didn't get you in the hospital gown, like with Ricky Williams.
Dude, that was
shirt,
an express shirt. That cost me
$19. Don't like that shirt.
Listen,
they don't
not everybody's
like
Dan over in a freaking sports coat. I wear nothing but, I literally, this is my outfit. Yeah. I wear my Under Armour shorts and my sweatshirts because I'm always sweating.
He is a sweaty
guy. I can't
go
dressing around like you people.
I'm a sweater too, so I don't wear a sports coat.
You're a sweater?
I'm a sweater.
I'm a sweater.
I don't think
a turtleneck.
He wouldn't understand.
I run hot. I run hot. I sweat, dude.
That's a voice of a liar.
This guy's never sweat in his life.
Yeah. I'm sweating right now.
Look at that forehead.
Look at that forehead.
I'd like to see the feedback from your audience. Normally you guys talk about stuff. This was just two idiots randomly.
Tuned
like
in for cards, stayed for the sweat talk.
Yeah. Went ahead and unsubscribed. You're off the podium. Oh, God.
So
where's the half-dead kid? Get him over here.
Joey.
Oh, man.
Oh, we have fun.
Did you guys do anything last night? After the event?
We went to the
hotel room.
Oh, yeah, Jesse was in bed at 9:30. I went to that InvestaCard party. It was all right.
Oh, yeah? Nice.
A little awkward.
Nice.
That many men in a hotel room is not great. So
the ratio wasn't there.
No. And even if it was, I don't want to be there then. So
yeah.
I get awkward.
Yeah, I lay down the awkwardness. That's like kind of my calling card. Yeah.
All right. You guys take it easy on who's the most awkward, okay?
No, dude.
Are you on the podium of your own awkward?
Oh, absolutely. I'm gold, dude. I'm like Michael Phelps of awkwardness.
I like this. Well, thanks for having us on.
Yeah, definitely. This is fun.
This is great.
Yeah.
We'll see you next
What's the time commitment here? Yeah. What did we agree to?
Oh, you guys are here you guys are locked in for 4.5 hours.
This is just the rest of the day. Yeah. You know what? At least I get to sit, so yeah, that's fine with
me. And
you
got a water.
Yeah.
Water. The only water we have.
And we're working on getting the next one.
Yeah.
One day we're going to get a second water, then we know we'll made it.
Yeah, the next water is for Ken Golden.
Ooh, is Ken here?
What is that?
Yeah.
No.
I thought he was
actually,
Golden.
Actually, he's not on the show at all.
He pulled out.
Oh.
Yep, he's gone.
We have a meeting with
somebody from
his
there.
People
somebody.
Here.
His people, yeah.
Are we still having our meeting?
4 o'clock.
I want to have
Four
a meeting o'clock. With his bodyguard. That guy seems cool.
I would put that guy down so hard.
Dude.
I think he transitioned from MC Hammer to Golden, I think, you know.
That's the only path in the business. Yeah,
exactly.
He was wearing Zuba pants.
Well, that was my path into this industry. It was MC Hammer, then Breaking, now podcast.
MC Hammer also in Pro Set, by the
okay,
way.
Okay, real question.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you guys do before you did this? Before how long have you been doing the podcast? And what did you do before that?
Well, first off, you're a pro because now you're actually getting us on topic.
No, I didn't mean to. That was my bad. Cut that audio.
When you hear Jesse intake air like that, it means it's go time.
Here we go.
He started breathing. I was like,
he's a real pro's pro.
Now we know I'm right. When my hands clap
those
together.
Those little Jimmy Dean finger slaps.
That's mean.
So
that's
mean. I was in sales, carpet,
same.
Cars.
Sure. Wait, you sold carpet?
Yeah, flooring.
Well, you gotta step on something.
Okay. Yeah. Carpet.
Hey, dude.
What the heck is going on here?
I'm a hardwood family, so I get it.
Rich over here.
I'm laminate, so I can't quite afford the hardwood yet. You know, got to sell some more flawless.
I got hardwood. It's a
wow. Dan's bragging about it.
But to answer your question, I was in the music industry.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see it, though. I could see a music exec. What did you
no,
do?
No, I played guitar.
Oh.
Oh, really?
Never mind.
Yeah.
No. I can't see it.
And
I take it all back.
Played guitar, and I owned a music store for a while, worked in a music store for a long time. So to answer your question, what about you guys?
Yeah, what did you guys do before this?
Besides, obviously, you're really good at ping pong.
I'm very good at ping pong. I have been in sales I was in finance for like 6 years. I got burnt out and didn't want to talk to terrible money managers every day anymore, so I decided to be a day trader. Found out that I didn't want to lose any more money, so I stopped doing that. Went over to my original passion, which is technology, and merged that with my sales ability and went and became a sales guy at Dell.
Nice.
And then,
dude, you're getting a Dell.
Dude, you're getting a Dell.
Dude, I got a Dell. Like,
you're
two of them.
Dell.
Two Dells. and then 2020 came along, and I started looking at Mike, and Mike was becoming very successful with cards. And I said,
"I thought you were
jumping
say
on
sexy." It sounded like it was going. He's becoming very
that.
Sexy.
Very handsome man. And was it 2019?
What are you doing on your phone, bro?
I have additional responsibilities that you don't need to worry about. So there's timely matters.
You're on a podcast. Okay?
I'm doing two things. Let me live. Anyways,
and really good at multitasking.
Yes, thank you.
I don't think
you.
He's doing good at anything. Put your phone down, man.
So anyways, then jumped on that bandwagon, and we started doing the podcast. I just produced it at first.
Yeah, he wasn't on camera at all.
Yeah, and then it was like, well, let's give somebody for Mike to talk to a little bit. So then I started working my way in a little bit, and then by the time Simmons came around and found out about us, it was like, well, we'll just kind of do it together.
Yeah, so. We actually heard that Simmons was looking for a podcast, so we started to like the Celtics, and we started to try to change around.
I moved to Boston.
Only way. Only way.
Turn on an accent, start yelling at people irrationally. Yeah. That's fair.
I had to kick the dude out of my lingo and surfer talk from California, so didn't quite work out for
apparently
us.
Everybody from California surfs.
Everyone from California is awful. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Most of us.
I mean,
yeah.
Just as a person, though.
A couple people are good. A couple people are fun.
No. I was out. We were in California. That was our last trip before this one.
You guys were in L.A. with Ricky Williams, right?
Yeah. I loved it. It really. That was my scene, except I couldn't live there. Like, that would just be. It's too much. It was just like, you have to be on all the time, I felt like.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it takes about 2.5 hours to go 20 miles.
Dude,
like,
those
I mean,
are rough.
I mean, I don't know how, like I've never been to Boston, but I'm assuming like the traffic probably is pretty bad there,
yeah,
but like it can't be LA bad. Like,
and
LA,
once you're outside of Boston, it's over. Like, yeah. Once you're outside of LA, you're in Pasadena that has
Orange County, Anaheim, Glendale.
Like, every one of those cities is massive. Yeah. So, yeah, not for us. Too much.
When did you start Geobreaks? Like 15? 14-ish?
I started with a guy named Michael Brewer, Brews Breaks. Yeah. So I jumped on with him in like 2015 as the money side, just helping out with that.
Nice.
And then, we split in 2017. I went full-time. That's when I left off my construction job, went full-time with Geobreaks, and I sold to the pandemic. April of 2020 came around.
Nice.
And I was like, man, you guys know, like, I mean, at least for me, I was like, if people can't have jobs, like, they don't have jobs, people are struggling to get gas, I don't know if they're going to buy cards.
Right.
We were always a Bowman group, so I had... Yeah. I don't know, a million two in cases. And I was like, man, I'm going to just start going crazy selling. And I was like, I wanted to sell the whole business. I ended up selling 80% ownership, which I'm glad, because it took off. I wish.
Yeah.
But I'm happy. Like, I got to the point, and like I said, you guys have a much bigger operation. I was everything, sort, ship.
Yeah.
And we talk about group breaking all the time, because obviously that's what we do. And,
sure.
Like, you know, being on camera is like, 10% of it.
Yeah.
Like
the other
90% is 100% a grind, and nobody sees that part of it.
Did
you
get those numbers though? 90% is 100%.
90% is 100%. Dude, I'm 150% guy.
That's good.
You got to remember, he was in finance, so
you
need to check all your numbers.
Hang on.
No,
now.
You are right though. Yeah, like for me, I finally got like some guys to do the shipping, and it was like, oh, I can now not only can I sell 2x, I can sell 4x.
Yeah.
Right.
But even still, it was like, you know.
I mean, answering emails, like dealing with distributors, like, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that people don't see behind the scenes where on the outside looking in, it's like, well, you have the greatest job ever.
Right.
You just open up cards on camera. And I'm like, that is such a small, I mean, to the point where like, we don't even do that part because that's like the easy part to replace ourselves with. But day in and day out, dealing with the finance, dealing with the QuickBooks, dealing with distributors, dealing like with accounts receivable, accounts payable, like, I mean, all that stuff. It's insane.
It's a business.
Yeah,
that's what people don't realize. Yeah, so for me, it got to the point where I was like, I had awesome allocation just because we walked in 2016 off the street and got 80 cases of Bowman.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was our first buy ever.
Yeah.
We said we want 80 cases of 2017 Bowman.
What a time.
And they were like, okay, you can have them. And then what's crazy is back then they actually negotiated down the price because we said, hey, we're going to Peach State. Okay, well, and then we ended up going with Southern. They're like, all right, well, why don't we knock $5 a case off, or $5 a box, whatever it was.
Right.
And now, I mean.
What a day.
It doesn't move the needle.
When the customer had leverage.
Oh,
what a time.
I remember
what a time.
When I was over at Mike's house and there would just be cases, just boxes to the ceiling just being delivered. And it was every other day, it seemed
like. I broke
like.
Out of an 800 square foot apartment. Yeah, we lived in the same apartment for 12 years because I just told her, like, and when we finally sold it, then it was like, all right, we'll just buy a bunch of houses now and go crazy and rent them out. But we did. We just kept everything super simple. And I sold it, and I was like, we're good. Like, we can just kind of mess around. That's why the podcast started. It's like, nice. we need something to focus on because I have wicked ADD, so.
And yeah.
So do I. So
speaking
I
of the podcast, your guys' podcast, Sports Card Nonsense, you guys are live once a week?
Twice a week.
Twice a week.
Mondays, Thursdays.
Okay, yeah, Mondays and Thursdays.
On the Ringer.
All right.
I have to say that or we get in trouble.
Bill Absolutely. Simmons.
I think, yeah.
I just want to say
Bill
that.
Bill made us.
you want to say Bill Simmons.
Just Bill Simmons.
Bill Simmons.
Period. And that's
I think actually it's part of our con. We have to actually say it in every single microphone.
Yeah, no.
Bill Simmons.
Sure. Bill
Thank
Simmons.
You,
Simmons.
Go.
Bill
Good
Simmons.
You.
Thank
yep.
you.
The Ringer. The Ringer.
The Ringer. The
Ringer. Honestly, yeah, it's kind of crazy that that is even a thing, but it is really cool that Bill is, like, backing it, and he's still involved. He won't talk to me, but he talks to Mike. He just threatens to fire me a lot.
That happened
okay.
this weekend.
Yeah. So he does talk to you.
Well, he talks of me.
through me. He's never spoken to Jesse.
It's threats. If Mike doesn't do certain things, then I get fired. So
you take the brunt. You're the punching bag.
I'm good with the arrangement. Yeah.
Do you guys focus on, like, evergreen content where it's like somebody can keep coming back? That's what we struggle with, right? Is you're talking about Flawless this week, but nobody's going to listen to Flawless next week, right?
Evergreen is that like an industry?
It is. Like, yeah. I learned it last week.
You read about it before. You got on the podcast.
Cody taught me.
No. There is a place for it. Yeah, so we did it first. We started with it because it was like, hey, so this week let's do a 6-minute segment on what should I grade?
Yeah.
You can play that in a month.
Like, yeah.
So we did start to catalog stuff early on.
We've never done a full episode of that, and that's what's hard. It's like, that would be great if we could, but we consider ourselves more of a news show, and news is never really evergreen. Like, there, you can go back and check a segment, but it changes over time.
Sure.
And so if we want to do a 101 segment, that's like 5-6 minutes, and the 101's like, hey, how do I get this graded? Or, hey, what would you say about a certain situation? That's all great, but it's not a show.
Right.
So
that's
the
like
problem.
A good segment, though, yeah, for sure.
No, I love it. Like, you know, you gotta throw stuff against the wall and see what sticks.
Exactly.
And,
well, that's our thing. We, with our contract, we kind of worked it out where we have basically 4 episodes off a year, which means like 2 weeks off a year. And if that's the case, if we want to go on a vacation or do something else, that means we either need to record there or we need to record early.
Yeah.
And that's kind of hard. That's where it's like, oh, man, if we could just record like an evergreen episode, we could go ahead and throw it in there later. But we've struggled with actually doing that.
Yeah.
So
you've seen a lot of podcasts, dude. I know Andrew Santino, comedian, he does a little bit of that, like evergreen.
Yeah. And it works for some categories. Yeah. Like for us, though, it's tough. If we're out there talking like, hey, you know, Jason Tatum's stock is rising, and I do that 5 days early, and then 3 days later he tears his ACL.
That's happened on
even the Brady. I was actually going to record Sunday that week because I was on vacation. I was like, I'll just do one solo. Brady came back into the NFL the next day.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, so if you don't lead with that the next day, it's like, what do you do?
Yeah.
So we've tried to as much as possible, but it's a challenge. We have a couple interns that help with it. Like, hey, just keep your ear out. What's happening? What can we talk about? You know, takes more than just two people on our side for sure.
Yeah.
Well, I know we've taken a lot of you guys' time, and we appreciate you guys coming on. We're honored to have you guys on here. I've been a fan, and I'm not lying. Number one. Because you guys joke around, and it's not all serious all the time.
This is when I told him you guys became the only podcast in the space I didn't hate. There was a poll that came out like 6 months or a year. I don't even remember what it was. And it was like somebody's favorite or best podcast, and you guys were ahead of us.
Yeah.
And you guys came out here like, I mean, are we on the Ringer? No. But are we better than them? And I was like, finally somebody is in on the freaking joke. Like, it's not just a bunch of stiff cardboard losers.
And we were told we don't have Jesse over and over
That's
and over
That's my
again.
Next podcast, actually, Cardboard Losers.
The podcast we call We Don't Have Jesse.
Yeah, we don't.
That is true. You don't have Jesse. You guys have too much knowledge.
Guys, it's not always a dream being Jesse. Granted, most of the time it is, but I got a target on my back around this convention. Mike said he wants people to punch me in the face.
I made a joke the other day.
And people are taking that to heart.
I've had so many emails that people like, I mean, granted, like, it's not like we charge for this podcast. I mean, why would we? Come on. Yes, the content's not that great. But I've had some emails where like, they're all, that Dan guy just needs to stop talking. And I'm like, dude, I even
He's been called a
much.
Blowhard.
I got it
many
called
times.
A blowhard. I'm like,
he's like, yeah, I can see it.
A total miss. No, I'm kidding. It was funny with Jesse, though. I did as a joke. I was like, you know, somebody just comes up and cold cocks him in the mouth. I'll give you $50. We ran across, oh, you weren't here. Steve Sloan comes up to me this morning. I went up to him, excuse me. He's like, oh, yeah, by the way, if I punch Jesse in the face, I was like, yeah, I got to stop saying that.
I don't hide well in a crowd either, so it's not easy for me.
Fella.
Yeah.
So
it's funny when somebody comes up to you from a, like, you talked about something like weeks ago and they bring it up and you're like, oh, yeah, I did talk about that. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
happened a lot.
Because they maybe just listened to it, and we did it, like, months ago, and they're like, they were, remember that we were at the National, and they're like, something about a fight, and I'm like, what are you talking about? They're like, you talked about it on the podcast. I was like, oh, yeah, months ago.
Three months ago.
Yeah.
If it happened yesterday, forget about it.
Yeah. So do you guys, and before you guys go, do you guys, like, script your podcast, or you just, like, go in and just do it?
About 10 minutes before, we'll have a general idea. Yeah.
We record at 12, so we get to the studio at, like, 11:45. Takes me 5 minutes to turn on my laptop.
Yeah,
and it's like, hey, I have these four things I'm going to talk about.
I'll put some stuff up about those.
Star Stock and whatever stupid, you know, because we ripped them this week.
I'll pull up a news segment.
Mid-collective.
Like, yeah.
And then we'll just kind of go.
Yeah, that's basically the same exact way we do it.
Yeah, and
I tell these guys, I'm like, don't even tell me.
Yeah.
Just I want to go in and be like, you know what? I'm going to wing it. And like we were talking yesterday. Like
he, he just doesn't want to do work. That's why he's saying
And it sounds a lot cooler when I'm like, I'm just going to wing it, bro. I'm just going to wing it.
And you're like, Dan, what do you think about that? And Dan's like, what are you talking about?
Let me tell you what I think. Come back to me.
I should just drop a weird one like, oh, Panini just sold to Fanatics and just drop it on the podcast.
Dan's mom just died. Like, what in the... Actually, I shouldn't say that. This could have taken a real turn.
Yeah, let's go ahead and cut that audio.
Cody,
what are you doing?
Awkward.
So the one thing we will do, though...
This guy right here. Oh,
the producers do the work.
He's on the podium of the producer right there.
We have our Ronick. He does ours. But yeah, like, for example, when Tyreek Hill got traded last week, though, I was like, hey, look up Tua pricing. Yeah. I won't look it up because I don't want to know.
Yeah.
And we'll kind of play the thing like, you know, I think it's probably done this, but give me some tangible evidence. I don't want him looking it up. So I think that part we will, not script, but I want the research.
The most we do is like the almost like the picks from phone segment that we do where it's like during the week we'll find something that's like, oh, we should talk about it on the podcast. And that's all we do. We just make a note of it.
Yep.
And then we'll pull up a link.
Dude, you know what we should do? We do a segment called Guess That Price.
Oh, okay.
And we basically, Cody will get cards, and then we basically have to guess what the price sold for.
We should do it with these guys,
and you should steal it, but we should do it together.
That would be really
like,
fun.
Okay. Guess that price, and we basically...
Zoom call or whatever, and pipe it in.
And that would be rad. It's so much... Actually, it's my favorite part of our, like,
our
reoccurring,
I
like,
win
segment.
Every time.
I win all the time. And I know nothing.
I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know who to believe.
So I've really established that Dan is the Jesse, or I am the Dan, and you are the Doug. Or Doug
you've
is
seen,
the you.
You've seen Dan.
You want to wear my jacket?
No, I mean,
except he works out and I don't. So
can we see Dan's jacket on Jesse?
Go ahead and take that jacket off, Dan.
You want it?
Go ahead, give me that jacket.
You want to wear it?
Unbelievably, we were with Joe Staley from the 49ers yesterday.
And he put it on and it fit.
Let me, guy who's 6'5".
Let me pick that up.
Seriously?
Real quick.
Yeah.
Let me pick that name that you just dropped right there. Put that back on the table there. Wow.
He's a dear friend.
Wow.
Dear friend, yeah.
He put that jacket on.
What
size coat? It's like a 38.
First off, he did not put this one on. He put on the one I had last night.
They're probably the same
give
size.
Give the shoulders back for me. What are you, 36?
You could fit in this. Here.
Mike, go ahead and put that on.
Now you're going to smell like his aftershave.
Dude, okay, first off, does it look like I shaved today?
Let me see. The arms are not going to do well in this little fella.
No, that's actually a lot better, yeah. Does that fit you perfectly?
So maybe he's the
Dan. Is that too big on you?
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
Look at that. That works. Actually, look at that.
He's going to take the
camera's right there.
Any women around here?
Okay.
Can you button it?
Hello, ladies.
Oh, that chest is a little broad, but it'll do it.
It's been pushed. Yeah,
I think it's
me next, me next.
That's not bad. I like it. Good basketball shorts.
Brought to you by Men's Warehouse.
That's Calvin Klein.
You like that?
It smells good.
Yeah, it's,
rub that on yourself.
It's the same cologne as who's the guy from Maroon 5?
Is that Ty?
Oh, Adam Levine.
Adam Levine. Oh. It's Adam Levine's cologne. Oh.
You get that at Walmart?
Let me pick up that name as well.
Do you know Adam?
Do you know him? He gave it to you direct?
I tell you, I've never felt more comfortable during
this podcast.
This
is his jacket, actually.
Since that jacket came off. Like, this makes
me
feel really...
It's like a mullet, and now he's, you know, he doesn't have business in the front anymore.
I was dreading this. This has been fun. I was really skeptical.
Let's go ahead and end it now before somebody ruins it.
Yeah.
Mike's going to make a comment about a comment. Yeah, there it is.
There we go.
All right, we'll cut that audio, Cody. There it is.
Sports card nonsense in the house. Thank you, guys.
Awesome. Such a good time.
Peace out.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.